George Fairbrother is going to speak now, and I would like to ask every single person in this room to please remain after George speaks. George, thank you very much for all of your organizing and your hundreds of emails.
When I go and speak to meetings at some Scout Hut or Quaker meeting hall, and I come back, Jean, my wife, always asks me, did anybody come? And it is a delight to see so many people here today. And I do and I do appreciate your stamina in lasting out. So I'm going to keep this one quite short. I shall only aim at approximately 6 minutes 42 seconds. I'd like to give thanks very much to the people who've helped so much, Ernst in particular, over there on the far right-hand corner, who has made everything possible and done quite interesting political things with the European Parliament, from what I hear, from Caroline Lucas and her fellow MP, Gisela Kallenbach, for facilitating and sponsoring this conference. Also, to members of World Court Project UK, who, when I asked for an appeal to support this conference financially, turned up. They sent their checks in, very large numbers of checks with quite small sums of money, which kept us busy counting for many mornings, and we would get to the stage of, oh, God, not another check, you know. And it has, in fact, really helped to make this conference possible. So I'd like to convey my thanks to them, even in the absence of their possibility. Return to the ICJ. This takes me back to the time when I was mobilised by Kate at the London School of Economics at a meeting to which I drifted in more or less by accident because I had nothing better to do on that day. And she told us about the public conscience. And it is the public conscience, which I heard about in 1991, that set me off on the particular World Court Project path. The idea that there is a law, as it were, beyond the law, a law based on common sense, our natural sense of justice, our natural feeling for right and wrong, which we do not need to be a legal expert in to understand. In the sense that I, for instance, am not a plumber, but I know a leaky pipe when I see one. All of these areas are ones which appeal to our natural sense of justice. And that's one of the reasons why we developed the idea of collecting declarations of public conscience to mobilise the opinion of actual people. And by actual people, I mean people who are not peace activists. People who have normal lives to lead, whom one can encounter on the streets, on street stalls, at fairs and markets, at various festivals and summer fetes and so forth, to collect a personal sense that they too find nuclear weapons desecrate their own values. And I would like to go further and say that, in a sense, the existence of nuclear weapons is an enslavement even to the members of the states who possess them, because they too are involved in that desecration by default, as it were. We collected lots of these, 3.8 million, sent them to the World Court. I remember those two mini-mans very well. They were recommended by CND, actually. And we are interested in the idea of the follow-up because it depends, and we very much strongly support the idea, that it will depend on an idea that I think that people can understand, that is the obligation of good faith. I think this is easier to explain than people imagine, easier to explain in a brief conversation, this is the whole point, than we easily imagine. We develop these new concepts of affirmations of freedom from nuclear weapons. And they say very basically, I do not accept nuclear weapons to protect me, my country, or the values that I stand for. They say it in 18 languages, and I think that everybody here, they represent the languages of everybody here, I hope so, even Chinese, Japanese, Arabic, and Welsh. And we, therefore, we're working on that one. And this will make it available to be a worldwide campaign. We do not want to limit them to the UK, and in your conference packages is a simple explanation of the concept of the public conscience and an idea of how they can be brought to work in other countries outside the UK independently. This is the whole point, so that you can make it your own and operate with the idea that you like. The French peace movement, some very important elements of the French peace movement, Mouvement de la Paix, Stop SA, and so forth, have developed a similar idea in terms of something like a request. It does contain an important sentence at the end, which is about non-acceptance of nuclear weapons, which can be used as evidence to present to the World Court when we go back. Just as our affirmations can be so presented to the World Court as evidence, and so if a conversation I was having with Peter's group is successful, the idea of the bricks in the wall, the wall of peace, can also be presented to the World Court. And I would have thought, perhaps not as an actual wall, but we can think about that, but certainly evidence of it in some way. So we hope that the idea of citizens underpinning the law with their sense of natural justice and right and wrong can play an important role in this new and exciting initiative. I would like to end up simply by mentioning that we have a meeting tonight It's very exciting going to meetings, isn't it? And this meeting will be at 6 o'clock at the Van Bell Hotel. It will discuss ways in which we can carry some of the thoughts in this weekend forward, and especially a certain amount of brainstorming about the idea of the return to the ICJ. If people want to go back to the Van Bell Hotel in, what's the name of the road?
Chaussée de Mont,
that's right, the Chaussée de Mont. Well, I and Jean are staying there, so I ought to know where it is. The Chaussée de Mont. Have a word with me afterwards, and I'll be outside there. And it's quite easy to get at from here, and certainly everybody's contribution would be valued. Finally, I think it would be an interesting idea to try to link up the concept of the individual affirmations, which are not, remember, petitions. They are quite different from a petition. They are essentially personal statements of rejection of nuclear weapons, which can be brought to underpin this important, as it were, quasi-legal concept of the public conscience. And it would be quite interesting to link this with the Mayors for Peace campaign, and if mayors can be encouraged to encourage their citizens to make personal signatures, and thereby contribute towards the public sense of underpinning this, then I think that too would be extremely useful. And that, I think, is about it. So thank you very much.
Thank you.